Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
Hello, everyone. This is Mike Austin, yet another wonderful edition of Casual Saints, where I find the most spectacularly interesting people I can find on the planet to talk to who can help you evolve, become a better person, do what you want to do. Despite what you're told, you can do what you want to do, and these people here can help you do it. So, today I have the unusual honor, the distinct honor, of talking with some acquaintances of mine, the Hertaks, Drs. Desiree and J.J. Hertak. These people have been around the world many times, do all kinds of stuff, including archaeology, including remote viewing, but especially including teaching consciousness. So welcome to the show. Thank you very much for being with me.
Well, thank you. We enjoy your audience, your threshold of bringing joy to the world. And we're very happy as educators, social scientists, and futurists to be part of your program.
And we really feel that consciousness is the key to unlocking an understanding for all of us. That's so important.
It is indeed. Now, your guys' resume is as long as four arms put together, okay? I heard things when I had lunch with you today. We had lunch. I went, "Whoa, I didn't know that about you." Some of the things I knew, you worked with, how do you say Andre's name was? Andre
Puharich. Andre Puharich was a very famous physicist who worked with the U.S. Army in the 1950s, considered the Einstein of parapsychology, who worked really also with John F. Kennedy privately and head of armed services in the 1960s.
He actually brought Uri Geller, the famous spoon bender, to the U.S. He and astronaut Edgar Mitchell found Uri when he was in Israel, and they brought him to Stanford Research Institute, which is a major research firm here in Northern California, to study his mental abilities. Right now, he's called a mystifier or a mentalist for most people because he could see what was inside a closed envelope.
So, and it opened the back door and the front door to human creativity.
So that's how Russell met him then, it sounds like.
Correct.
Russell Targ.
Russell Targ and Harold Puthoff were the two principal scientists that changed the paradigm of science because they published in Nature magazine a very important article showing mind over matter does work.
Well, what Uri also showed at Stanford Research Institute is he actually could shift a compass, a magnet. So when it was supposed to be pointing north, with the power of his mind, he could actually make it go more to the east and hold that for a while. Now, why is that important? Well, the importance is really what I hope all your viewers are interested in listening to. We all have that power. In fact, that's Uri's biggest message. It's not just him. It's everyone. So we all have a greater power of connecting to the local fields of consciousness, making a difference. I call it remote healing, that we're not touching someone to heal them, but we're sending out the power of higher consciousness.
And that compass was in a bell jar. So there was no way that currents or human subjects could touch that operation, that experiment. Uri was able to show pointedly many trials situations that mind over matter does work. ESP is for real.
Yes, yeah, so one of the reasons why I was very interested in talking to you guys, I saw you present with Elizabeth Rauscher, and Russell was there one night, and I asked Elizabeth, does your eight-space model of matter have anything remotely to do with... The book was by a Newbery Award medal winner, and I'm blank on A Wrinkle in Time. She talks about tesseracts in there. And Russell says, not really can I get an answer to that, Elizabeth. And he proceeded to, you know, straighten me out about it. Now, I'm not a mathematician. Of course, Russell is. So I have lots of questions from a metaphysical experiential standpoint, because my own experience, and I go, wait, how did that even happen? How is it even possible? But that's why I wanted to talk to you guys. So consciousness is, in fact, non-local, always has been, always will be. And when we're in the meat suit, it's a convenient way to manifest and have source experience itself. At the same time, this is a stopover. This is sort of an in-between life. The way I see it, my cosmology, what I've learned, that we learn things that we take with us later, but after we die. So they're nodding their head, people, at this, so I want you to remember that. So I'm going to ask you straight out, what's the most exciting thing for you recently that you're doing?
Well, the most exciting thing was finding the tomb of Osiris in Egypt back in 1997. Through remote viewing, we were able to localize what we believe to be a location underneath the Giza Plateau at a depth of some 130 feet down. Of course, it was all speculation until we were there, being able to bring sophisticated remote sensing technology to prove our point that the mind could locate archaeological realities far distant.
So where is the temple? Is it by chance the one nearest the Seti II temple, or is that a different place?
It's a different place. Actually, the tomb of, and it's called the Tomb of Osiris because it is so far down. It's actually fairly close to the causeway from the middle pyramid to the Sphinx. So it's right at an angle that reaches one side of the Great Pyramid itself. So it's right on the Giza Plateau. And what we often say is there's more underground of Egypt than what you see above ground. But, you know, that's one of the things that was unique, was that we were able to use a higher consciousness to see this. And others like Stephen Schwartz have also, who's another remote viewer, gone around the world and found some unique things. In fact, one of the interesting things we did with Elizabeth Rauscher, which comes out in our book that we did with her called Mind Dynamics, is we said, Elizabeth, we're going to be in Egypt, right? And she was in Phoenix. And so for several days, she remote viewed at a specific time. And one of the days, she didn't know where we were. We never told her where we were except saying Egypt. And of course, you always think about the Sphinx, the pyramids, all this and that. Well, one day, we really went to one of the universities. And what we were walking by when we took the picture at that time was this unusual, really old lamppost. It had like almost decoration on the bottom, a big, thick, round lamppost on the bottom, and pretty, like, almost floral leaf holding the light on top. And we were walking into a building, and there were four guys walking. I took the picture. And the building uniquely had an open gate at the very front. It was, instead of a door, it was like a gate, and it was blue, cobalt blue. So what does she draw? Exactly, four people walking, the lamppost, which is almost identical, and she writes cobalt blue. So it just shows you that you could be all the way in Egypt, and this is, of course, what Stanford Research Institute showed as well, and you can see exactly what's going on there. I want to add one other unique point that we often talk about in our lectures is Ingo Swann. He was really the first and foremost, I think, remote viewer. He started the whole idea because he turned to Hal Putoff and he said, Hal, you know, I can do this. And Hal goes, well, you know, maybe we can do the research to prove you can. And so that's how they got the funding. But what Hal did in 73, this is after they already had the funding, was he did a research experiment with Harold Sherman, another friend of ours, and he was remote viewing Jupiter. And he remote viewed the rings of Jupiter.
Many years before NASA went to Jupiter.
It wasn't until 1979, some 6 years later, that there was a scientific confirmation that Jupiter has rings. And he said they're not as thick as Saturn. He said they're mostly kind of watery, kind of crystalline particles. He did it all. You can find this actually online under Ingo Swann, Remote Viewing Jupiter.
Or in our book called Mind Dynamics, where we show my tennis shoe on the lid of the Osiris tomb. So whether we go into outer space, 200,000 miles, or whether we go into inner space below the Giza Plateau, the idea is non-locality does work. And to redefine our interest in consciousness studies is to realize that both mine as well as matter both come out of consciousness. So we have to redefine our scientific method and our logic and realize we're living in an area of a cosmic mind. We are just parts of a much larger mind that is exploring our reality, using us as human participants. In short, we are at a major stage of quantum change that's going to bring us all together. And this will result in what we will call new frontiers and new spirituality. Frontiers bringing the scientific and spiritual together, and, shall we say, new spirituality, which will be the inner development of who we really are, members of a cosmic family.
So the idea of starting the conversation with remote viewing and analyzing, and also, and some people know about that, and I want to point out, and you guys already know this, remote viewing is a new name for an old thing. Okay? Now, the name I know it by that works the best for me is clairvoyance. It's, you can see at a distance, okay? You can see across space-time. And one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you all is because you have been for decades now teaching about very somewhat esoteric things, but they're meant to be learned by people that deserve to learn them. The Keys of Enoch. So why should the audience care? You can see things across time and space. What can they do about it now for themselves? How does it help them now? And how can they help themselves help other people? That's my real question.
Well, this is used all the time. First of all, I say when you can remote view, you don't have to ever lose your keys. I think that's so important. And not the keys of Enoch. I mean your car keys, your house keys, because you can really tell where that is. In fact, we have a very good friend in Australia that you can simply say to him, where's the keys? And he'll actually tell you where it is because he remote views. In fact, we were playing with a suitcase, you know, those new suitcases, they come with combinations. And this guy and I were trying to figure out because he forgot the combination. And so we called our friend in Australia and he gave us the combination. So it's scary because Russell went to Russia years ago and did a talk on this. And he said, there's no secret information.
And you could hear a pin drop in the audience because at that time the KGB was in full control of parapsychology. So what we're saying, in short, we are growing up in the world of spirit. We are beginning to realize the fantastic ability of remote viewing, remote healing, remote communication. In my logic, this is all an experience of what in the scriptures of the West we call the gifts of the divine or Holy Spirit, the ability to work with the fuller energy field of life, participate in that field, and joyously understand that we have a joyful cosmology if we wish to take the higher path. That is our work.
Right, and I absolutely think it's so critical for all of us to have a little inkling into this. Now, again, you don't have to be the expert. You don't have to go out to remote view Jupiter or something like that. But the idea that you listen to your still small voice, because I believe there's a lot of changes going on this planet right now. And if you go from an emotional level, you get into fear. Then you don't know what to do and you like maybe make the wrong choices. This planet, we live in a duality. This every moment is a moment of choice. So fear doesn't work in that sense. Emotions, unless it's really a loving and helping emotion, that might work and then give you that insight. But the other thing is you use your intellect, your intellectual mind. And then if you say, well, if it's not A, it's B, then it must be C. You know, does that really give you answers? Does that really tell you? I believe, and this is kind of our cosmology, is that we have this higher connection. We call it an overself or a connection to the consciousness field. A lot of people have different definitions for it. When you have that, you have understandings of not only past, present, but also future. So you kind of know directions. You get shown, and I believe you have to test it. You can't just take anything that comes to your mind. And you should a little bit listen to, you know, you have to be practical, still have your feet on the ground, of course. But it will help every single person. And on another practical level, It also tells people, you know, where's your boyfriend at this time if he's not home? Where's your kid at this time if he's, you know, not where he's supposed to be? And mothers know this if they've had a child and there's a problem, they feel it. This is all part of this remote viewing, remote sensing, and we use that in a spiritual sense, not just a technological sense, experience.
So what's the bottom line? The bottom line is we're multidimensional beings waking up in a vast and awesome universe. And the splitting of the atom was one of the great breakthroughs in the 20th century. The other most important breakthrough was we are non-local humans. We have this ability. We are generally trained not to use the fullness of our mind, only one side, which is the left hemisphere, the analytical, but the right side, which is the metaphysical, the musical, the divine, the creative, generally is put to the side. And our work at the Academy, which is our organization for future science, is to show that science is embedded in consciousness.
And the name of the organization is the Academy for Future Science. And one of the sets of teachings I know you guys are associated with is the Keys of Enoch.
Right. This is the book we have illustrated with a very famous Dutch artist, Marika Posthuma, who has done all of the wonderful pictures inside, but Desiree did the cover.
What's the title of the book, please?
The cover is simply the divine name, and the name of the official text is Book of Knowledge, Keys of Enoch.
But the idea is that it has the spirit of the dove, because this, what we're talking about, this over-self, this, we'll say, connection to the consciousness field, is also a connection to, we'll say, a higher consciousness understanding.
It's the return of the dove coming down, and the seven rays of light represent the seven seals or chakras of the human body waking up in unison.
But also how people can receive that information on seven different levels. In other words, I may see something and get it from one direction. You may see it and get it from another. Doesn't mean that you're right and I'm wrong. It means that there's different aspects of information that's flowing and how we filter that information. And I think that's really important, because the point is this consciousness field, we'll just call it that, and we're connected with that in a non-local way. We actually can put energy into that field, and we also get energy out from that field. So basically, if we're negative all day and we're saying, oh, I hate my job, I hate everything that I'm doing, you're constantly being fed energy from the field that supports your mentality, what you're saying, what you're doing. But if you shift it, which I know is the purpose of this program, if you shift it to positive, you realize, and that field is connected with quantum mechanics or quantum physics. And in quantum physics, there's multiple possibilities. So if you want something, there is a myriad ways of making a shift, of making a change in your reality. And if you put that energy into that consciousness field, you actually are able to shift that reality and find new solutions to all your problems in
a positive
way.
And that's why we've illustrated this on seven levels, with the human hands catching, as it were, the light, whether it's the biophotonic light within our inner body, whether it's the higher acoustical vibrations of light of the environment around, or whether it's the higher superluminal light from the higher levels of what we call divine or the higher evolution of the universe, we are all connected. And so it's the seven basic levels, the subatomic, the atomic, the molecular, the mathematical, the music, all the way up the ladder, used together. The bottom line, again, is the holistic idea, the fabric of which our incarnation speaks volumes.
So what one of the things you're saying, which I want to make it abundantly clear for people, is you get back what you do. You get back what you put out. And if you put out stuff that's cranky, get cranky stuff back. That's all you're willing to see. And if you put out wonderful stuff, you get wonderful stuff back.
What we discovered is in this process of opening the seven chakras of the human body, music plays a very important role. Is my background as a composer, a musician, as well as a philosopher of science, to find that the missing bridge between the left and right hemisphere is the musical experience. That is to say, the ability to open up the morphogenic field, that we are always in vibration. Life is all vibration, and if we can work with the right attunement, with the right vibrations, we can speed up this process of unification between not only the left and right part of our brain, but between the East and the Western traditions of science and spirituality.
So if you look around at the planet right now, and look what has been trying to be force-fed to us on the news. What are people doing now, you think, are they going through birthing pains with themselves? What are people experiencing? Because a lot of people wouldn't even hear this before. They'd say, well, it's not possible because of COVID or something like that. Yeah, I look at this as birthing pains of a species and waking up. What do you say about that?
Well, I say that for young people, what they see on world media is a cosmic turnoff. They see only the negative spiral, the downward spiral. We are emphasizing the upward spiral, the fact that there is more to the universe within us. And as we begin to use those great gifts in insights with love, unconditional love, with compassion for all humanity, and with wisdom attunement, which comes through the vibrations of the universe, the ancient Greeks called the music of the spheres, we realize that we are biotransducers. We are musical instruments that can process tremendous amounts of energy and do many things if we wish, rather than sit on our prosaic sandbags and moan what we see on television. So this is a great challenge to wake up and to seize the opportunity of what we're discovering in space. And I work with several of the astronauts, like Gordon Cooper, that speaks volumes of what he saw and privately disclosed to us many years ago, that there is indeed the fingerprints of intelligent life wherever we look in the universe.
Right, and so we are the Academy for Future Science because we always feel that there will be a future, and we have solutions for all the problems that we are confronted with today. We simply need to implement them. That's the important thing. Now, we are here in Silicon Valley, and we have many friends that actually download at night solutions to some of the problems that they're trying to figure out.
This is Mike Austin. You're listening to Casual Saints and the amazing and polymathic Doctors Hertak. We'll be right back after a short break. Thank you.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call EarthChannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Love with Food delivers healthy, natural, organic, or gluten-free snacks every month right to your door. Whether you want a home or business box, Love with Food has got you covered. Membership starts at $9.99 a month. Imagine junk-free food delivered every month. And the best thing is that for every box you buy, Love with Food donates to food banks in America. To find out more, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click the Love with Food banner. And do it right now.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
This is Mike Austin with Casual Saints. Now back to my wonderful interview with the amazing metaphysicians and scientists, the Doctors Hertak and the Keys of Enoch.
Thank you.
In their technological studies or research that they're doing, and they get great insights. And this is part of that consciousness field. So what I'm saying, and it can be everybody from the housewife to the astronaut, basically information is abundant, not only a local consciousness field, not only a global consciousness field, but a universal consciousness field. So information is from everywhere. So if we really seek answers, we can find them. So what's that consciousness field? Well, if you want to take it a step larger, it's not only us, it's other forces around us in the universe that we believe, whether you call them the angels, or we call them the ultra-terrestrials, or some people call them the Godhead or the Trinity, Christ power, Buddha power, they're trying to help us to grow and to develop. And that information is also out there. So we can feel free to call upon that. In fact, Anita Morjani, a very close associate of ours who had a near-death experience, when people asked her about, you know, what was it like on the other side and how do they relate to who we are and what we're doing, she says, you know, when we do good things, when we make positive movements and positive directions on the planet, they're like applauding on the other side. They're so excited that we're helping and we're moving forward, because this is, once again, a world of duality. And we can choose the downward spiral or we can choose the positive spiral. We can make solutions or we can stay in negativity like there's no way out.
So
that's our choice.
I mentioned ESP a few minutes ago. You mentioned clairvoyance. This is part of what you call Mother Nature's early warning system built into us. And as we improve upon these gifts and abilities, we have what we would call a early educational system of experience that suddenly released. We begin to cross over lines, and this is what is called by the physicist the quantum changes that are happening on the horizon. Wherever we look, we see fantastic breakthroughs in understanding our genetic code, understanding our planet is not that unique. We're one of, what we say, hundreds of thousands of exoplanets that have similar conditions.
Whoa.
Of evolution.
Whoa, okay. Let's talk about that a little bit, because it's not often I sit with authoritative sources about this, so talk about that. When you say hundreds of thousands of planets, that's quite a bit.
Well, actually, of course, I think the Pope just even mentioned that there's trillions of stars in our universe. I mean, so, and now we're finding on average that there's about 7 planets on average going around many of these stars. There's also planets that are not orbiting stars. So, you know, if you take a percentage of that, what do you think perhaps has life? Are we really the only life forms in the universe? Uri Geller says that would be a tremendous waste of space. But we believe that those are intelligences that are not that different from us.
Huh.
They have the same consciousness fields that we're working with, so we can get information and they can get information. But we believe that beyond this reality, like we're looking at it, the stars, there are other realities that are beyond the stars, that are in other dimensions. And you mentioned Elizabeth Rauscher talked about eighth space, and she considered that eighth dimensional space. Well, you know, our mind, she was telling us, can work there. I want to take it just a minute to deviate and talk about some things about the future, precognition. Well, Russell Targ played with the silver market. He had an investor, of course, and they made like tens of thousands of dollars.
They made $180K on 9 trades. They actually made 11 predictions. They traded 9. All 9 were correct.
Right. All 9 were correct. So they predicted, and they used certain geometries like an ice cream cone or a pancake to say to a remote viewer, is it going to go up Monday or is it going to go down on Monday? And then they would sell on the Friday before. And, the pancakes was usually, I think, for sale, and the ice cream cone was for, like, it's going to go up. So keep it, things like that. And in addition to that, because that was more of a private experiment, the University of Colorado at Boulder took amateur, and that's important for everyone to know, amateur remote viewers. They used 10 of them, and they took an average, and they were 100% predictive for the future. Now, we're not telling your friends and colleagues out there to all go and do the silver market or the stock market, because, you know, it does take a coordinated science, and Russell does not do it anymore, just to let you know, because that's not how it's supposed to be used. But it can be used to give us greater insights into our future, into what we need, into, you know, what are our possibilities. And if one of those possibilities is connecting with, we'll say, the eight-dimensional space, which is where past, present, and future all come together in one, that's an important factor.
Well, so what Desiree is talking about is published in some of our scientific papers that we do with Elizabeth Rauscher, who wrote more than 400 papers. The idea here is not to argue anymore. The science has come down with the other shoe and has said this reality does exist. So we must not waste valuable time trying to debate old questions, but to realize that this is the time of major change. This is a scientific renaissance that's happening that we must embrace openly, fully, and with great compassion. And this is the importance of our teaching through the keys of Enoch, a cosmic roadmap showing that everything can be bootstrapped from our knowledge of astronomy to the realization that we have what we'll call population two star systems with multiple possibilities of life, to even the new topic of what we call space law, that we must begin to think seriously about scientific trade-offs as educators of the future. Where do we go from here when we will meet with those who come from a sun system, an F to a G type of sun system or star that's similar to ours that would have spin-offs of local planetary systems like Mother Earth? We are, in fact, sitting in a schoolhouse called Mother Earth. This is our place of nourishment. And I believe in the not-too-distant future, through public disclosure with major governments throughout the world, we're going to simply accept the fact of what the ancient Greeks, even the biblical prophets, speak of, that we are in a house of many mansions and many dimensional levels of intelligence. It's for us to come out of the shadows of the past, the lower consciousness, and say, wait a minute, there's something that does work, and that's the combination of the left and right part of our brain. The scientific and spiritual marriage is here. Let's use it. Let's make this change work more quickly.
So what are your personal values? What's important to you? Science is nice, but science is a method. It's a thing. It's a lens for observation. What would you say about personal values, and are they important or not?
Well, we say unconditional love and wisdom. Those are our two key areas, because we believe, of course, love is not quite all you need. You do need to have that as first and foremost in your life, but you also need to know how to use that. And I mean use it in a positive way. Like, you know, if the guy's an alcoholic and is asking you for a drink, do you give him another bottle, or do you have the wisdom to know?
This is Casual Saints. I'm Mike Austin, talking with the Dr. Sirtak about planetary consciousness and science. Thank you.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
If you're in Southern California, you might want to consider HealthyLife.net Radio for advertising. We have 18 hosts that have shows with loyal listeners just in Southern California. That means you get local advertising and the world for the same affordable price. With packages for every budget, you can't afford not to let that economic sun shine in for your business. Call now 1-800-555-5453. That's 1-800-555-5453.
When you need quality Auto Parts Warehouse is fast and easy. Always get the part that fits. Just enter your vehicle type to find the parts specific to your car. Auto body parts, mirrors, brakes, suspension and steering, engines and drivetrains. Need something yet? What about exterior and interior accessories or headlights? Auto Parts Warehouse has them. Top brands, great prices. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Auto Parts Warehouse.
Everybody down! Dwayne Johnson here. The earthquakes you see in movies are one thing, but real life is a completely different animal. Just because you can't predict an earthquake doesn't mean that you can't prepare for one. In the event of a real earthquake, you should drop, cover, and hold on. Visit ready.gov/earthquake and practice what to do to keep you and your family safe in the event of a real earthquake, and you'll be seen as a hero by your family and your loved ones.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
This is Mark Austin with Casual Saints. Now we'll rejoin my conversation with the Dr. Sertak, in which they serve us up a 7-course meal, including dessert. Thank you.
Maybe no, you give them a loaf of bread. You know, something logical like that. So these are aspects of what you have to grow into. And I believe that some of this insight comes not only from our own intellect and our own knowledge, but from an understanding of who that person is. Maybe having the unconditional love to realize he got there because of dot, dot, dot. And maybe his wife threw him out and he has no place to go. You know, different things like that. You get that insight, that understanding of others. And that's, I think, most important. That's why unconditional love is not just your love. It's realizing that other people are all in an evolutionary growth cycle of their soul, and that we're all learning to evolve. And sometimes it does take going to the toilet sometime and to get up and out of there. And we have to have that compassion and that understanding for those people.
So besides love and understanding, we need a joyous cosmology. We would call it a cosmic ethic. In our research, going back many years, I came across a text which Desiree and I put our mind to in terms of translation, and a commentary called Pisces Sophia, which means faith, the Greek word for faith, plus Sophia, the Greek word for wisdom. That would be the higher values. Besides,
how do you spell it? Because it's an unusual
P-I-S-T-I-S, Pistis, Sophia, S-O-P-H-I-A. Faith and wisdom combine in this marriage and in the celebration of life. And we begin to understand that evolution has a purpose, a direction. That evolution doesn't stop with Mother Earth, it continues in space. And as we begin to understand other possibilities of life in the universe, we have a functional cosmology realizing they are part of a much larger plan of creation that is, in the sense of faith, of recognizing that there is an ongoing Godhead, a divine spark within each of us. Secondly, there is a type of wisdom or knowledge base that we need in order to have a metric, a system of measurement, so that we are able to work within a practical roadmap of education. Now, this brings us to the realization that we need a proper humility for a quantum change, because you can put all this on the table. We've got a lot of books here, what we've done with Stanford Research Institute scientists, with Russell Targ, with the Eastern philosophers called the Over-Self Awakening. But all of this comes down to what I believe is the awakening moment, the eureka experience, realizing that there is a language of light, which is the use of sacred geometries, as we see here in one of my books on spiritual linguistics, to visualize the face of the avatar or the creator behind the symbol of the dove, the sign of peace, and put that into color. Put that into technicolor, put that into music, put that into sacred geometry, then broadcast it. And this is the whole methodology which I feel is necessary and appropriate for this moment, to wake up and to bring together knowledge from the East and the West, from the North and the South, into a synthesis of higher, joyous cosmology.
And I have to add that Sophia is a feminine term, as many people know. So wisdom was also considered feminine. In the Hebrew, is chokmah, which is also a feminine term. So the idea is that there was the growth factor through the creative dimension. And as we start learning and start growing, we start realizing that we're not limited to the consciousness thought forms of this planet. We are actually cosmic beings. And I think that's what our where our future lies, that we really are cosmic beings and able to experience that eighth dimension. What's in the eighth dimension? Just us? If you sit there and you're meditating and you go into the eighth dimension, is it just us? No, there's other beings, there's other intelligences, there's other life forms. And again, we feel not to be unempowered by this information, but to be re-empowered, to be empowered. And just going back a little bit, because I know your audience is interested, how to use some of this energy. Like, there was a fire in the area of near northern Arizona, where we also have a base, and people were getting very, very paranoid about it. And so we all kind of got together and said, well, let's, you know, put some energy out and maybe transform that fire, move it away, or bring rain. You know, the Hopis and the Native Americans always, you know, did the rain dance. There was, you know, ways of bringing that. And we believe that's through the power of sound vibration, but also heart vibration.
So we collected our friends together who had ESP, who had power of mind over matter, and we put together what we would call a collective consciousness. And that was strong enough to change the whole vector of the firestorm that took place. Now, we've done this in other parts of the world. And the Pista Sophia speaks of the miracles of the Christ. As a matter of fact, it's the lost teaching of Jesus according to ancient esoteric sources of the Coptic traditions of Egypt, that the disciples of Christ Jesus had questions and answers, and through an apparition, the Christ figure appeared and was able to answer those technical questions to both male and female disciples, saying basically, we were being prepared here as humans to become, as it were, metahumans or cosmic citizens of a greater universe. Of course, you can see how religious authority wanted to push this Coptic material to the side because it represented the female disciples. In fact, the major narrator of the text was called Sophia, the female form. But Jesus was saying all intensively, we are all in this schoolhouse. We all have to wake up. We all have to become part of the divine feminine spark.
And he was pointing out in this book that the local wisdom, the local Sophia, has limitations. And what we need to do is to grow into the greater Sophia, and that's the consciousness field that we're talking about. It's this really heavenly Sophia that is able to reach into higher realities and give insight to every individual person to make a difference. And you can use this energy here and now. Anytime, most people use it when they're desperate, when there's nothing else they can do. They call out and say, you know, give us some help. You know, who are they calling to? Well, even if it is just the consciousness field, if you don't want to talk about a higher Godhead, that field has information. But we can use that field on a regular basis, on a daily basis, on a moment-by-moment basis to make the right decisions in our lives and to move forward. And you can really start seeing that. I believe in Dr. Hertak's book with Russell Targ called End of Suffering, I don't think people have to suffer. The majority of people, I think most people would agree, you know, 70%, 80% of the world suffers, sadly, because the decisions of what they're making oftentimes or their understanding of their life and why they're there is part of the limitation. You know, people spend ages trying to work out why they had their parents. They don't realize that they had their parents, they incarnated into their parents to learn something.
This is Mike Austin with Casual Saints, talking with the amazing Dr. Hertak for a practical cosmic roadmap for humankind. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Everybody down!
Dwayne Johnson here. The earthquakes you see in movies are one thing, but real life is a completely different animal. Just because you can't predict an earthquake doesn't mean that you can't prepare for one. In the event of a real earthquake, you should drop, cover, and hold on. Visit ready.gov/earthquake and practice what to do to keep you and your family safe in the event of a real earthquake, and you'll be seen as a hero by your family and your loved ones.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
This is Mike Austin. This is Casual Sense. Now back to my conversation with the amazing Dr. Srutak. Thank you.
Not to get stuck with that, but to learn and to grow and to move forward. So that's the idea of end of suffering. When you make the right decisions and you move forward in those decisions, sometimes they don't even seem that good. But you start realizing, no, they are good. They're the right way. Hey, then I got to meet
them. And that was why we call this other book, The Over-Self Awakening, that we have a higher self. And we can awaken that through color and sacred pictures, as we see here, the multiple chakra levels beaming in color, the so-called inner avatar dimension, we can rejoice. And that's the dynamic. Dunamis is the Greek word, but it's not just a word two-dimensionally, it's a musical sound. Dunamis, dunamis. We say dunamis Christou, dunamis Theou. In the ancient vocabulary, you begin to realize it's a sound that vibrates and trickles through all parts of your body.
Yeah, there are echoes of that, pun intended, in ancient Indian thought.
Correct. It definitely. We use Sanskrit. We use the ancient biblical languages, Hebrew, Aramaic, Greek, and sometimes Coptic, to demonstrate that we have to have this kindling of energy up our spine. We need this energy flux to bring our mind into a higher sense of the color spectrum, what I call Joseph's coat of many colors, that ancient biblical story, where we can put on our paraphysical garments and rejoice in the divine spark. We have to have the energy of music and sound, otherwise it's all words. And that's the purpose of our book, Teaching with Sacred Geometry, as we see here in the names of God, the Most High, Elyon. We have learned that these expressions are not just words of ancient vocabulary, but are paraphysical and psychological techniques of raising and keeping a consciousness of vitality, love, and joy, without which everything falls down, goes to the ivory tower, and that's the end of the story.
Right, and that's why we use remote viewing, I believe, because also we are able to be here in this particular space that you're sitting in right now listening to this program, but your mind can also experience another space and time, and it's instantaneous. This is one of the works that actually Russell Targ and Elizabeth Rauscher did, that it wasn't a matter of sending and receiving. It was a matter of being in that field and being there instantaneously. They actually timed it. And you can see things past, present, and future. But that's one aspect that we've talked about on this program. Another is remote healing. We kind of mentioned that with perhaps moving the fire away. But
these are all new scientific methodologies.
But also remote healing, also energetically saying, you know, one would say prayers for someone or put positive energy to someone. How do they receive that? Well, they receive it because they're vibratory beings as well. They're not solid. We're actually big bags of water. Do you remember the old Star Trek movie? That was fabulous. That's what we are. And the water vibrates with our cells, and that's basically how that works. That's why we love music and we love to dance. It makes us feel better.
And while we use pictures, like our dear friend, Ingo Swann, allowed us to use this picture of seeing the cosmic egg of how our mind has a whirling galaxy within it. Unless we can visualize this, unless we can sing it, unless we can experience it, again, it's just a word game. So this is the breakthrough that we think is so crucial in our discussion. We are at a new threshold. We are at a new point of quantum change, but we are also at a point of a new spirituality of all of the seven seals or chakras working together, without which we simply go back into the old divisions.
Right, and when we do, then what we wrote about also in the book Mind Dynamics with Elizabeth Rauscher was our work with Andrea Pujarge, which is remote viewing for peace. for sending peace around the world. And we were able to work in the 70s when Henry Kissinger was doing his shuttle diplomacy.
And we were told that we prevented World War III as a possibility because we had top people, some of whom had previous association with the Kennedy administration, join us. So we had top scientists, top physicists, top sociologists, top psychologists, all collecting the minds together to build a what I would call a collective consciousness for peace. And it worked. And if it worked back in the 70s, it can work now. So again, our teaching reaches around the world to those terribly ensconced in traditional conflicts in the Middle East and the Far East, in Eastern Europe. These can pass if we can raise consciousness dynamically with those who have critical minds, supersensitive minds, and musical hearts to reach out collectively. And we must do this.
And I say, even if you're sending energy collectively and it's not making a difference, you don't know completely if it's not, because you could be sending energy and a young kid could have gotten some insight to run away and be somewhere else where he wasn't, where something was falling on his head.
Or it could have been something where it's just better for him to be there and something great happened.
Right. So you could help five other people to get out. You know, I have a friend, actually, I forget, he was actually in the submarine. And the submarine actually caught fire. And everyone was told to go, you know, to the right. And he had, no, let's go to the left. I know I have to go to the left. That's the only way we're going to get out of here. And he went to the left, brought a bunch of people with him, and they got out. So it's those kind of insights that come. And from us putting prayers of peace and helping to protect people energetically, we are adding to the field to help make a difference.
And that field is there in the submarine beneath the ocean, or it's there in outer space with our astronauts who have tried mind over matter experiments and have succeeded in demonstrating that which was not discussed publicly. Why? Because it wasn't what we call the traditional scientific paradigm. We must break the paradigms of science. We must show mind over matter does work.
Well, I agree with that. And at the same time, I wouldn't say it's not so much breaking the paradigms of science. It's breaking the fossilized versions of science that keep you stuck. Okay, I didn't know Gordon Cooper had done any work like that. I knew about Edgar, but I don't know a lot about it.
Well, Gordon Cooper, actually, in 1951, when he was flying in one of the Air Force jets over East and West Germany, and he was followed by MiGs on both sides, there was U.S. and MiGs together, they looked up, and they saw a unique flotilla of spacecraft. In 1951, they knew that there was nothing like that in the U.S. or the Russian
Air Force. I'd never heard that one.
Okay, well, it's well known. And so he came back, and we said, what did they do, put him in a straitjacket? No, they made him an astronaut. So that just tells you a little bit more about Gordon Cooper. And he understood the cover-up also as well, which we hope to get beyond in the near future. But yes, many people have had unique experiences. It doesn't have to be flying in a spacecraft. It can be in their own bedrooms. It can be on the streets. And just being there, the synchronicities are amazing in people's lives if you start watching them and you start going with the flow of what needs to be and where you need to be. It's amazing. You will find a difference in each of your lives.
So take time to listen to what your heart is telling you. Take time to hear the cry of Mother Nature, what she is saying. Take time to see the sky and realize we're approaching a whole new threshold of seeing new realities on that threshold, and don't give up. Rather, reinvest yourself in the consciousness of what we call a new body, consciousness, a new language of light, a new faith of possibilities into the Most High, and realize that we are part of a great schoolhouse. The bell is ringing. Class is going to graduate.
This is Casual Saints. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. earthchannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to earthchannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Love with Food delivers healthy, natural, organic, or gluten-free snacks every month right to your door. Whether you want a home or business box, Love with Food has got you covered. Membership starts at $9.99 a month. Imagine junk-free food delivered every month. And the best thing is that for every box you buy, Love with Food donates to food banks in America. To find out more, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click the Love with Food banner. And do it right now.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints. When his soul was set ablaze.
So, we're going to move from Schoolhouse Mother Earth to the University of the Cosmos. So keep courageous and keep focused on your path.
So how do people find you? What websites?
We're found in the English-speaking world at keysofenoch.org. That translates into other languages, of course, keysofenoch.org.
Or if you want for more science, it's futurescience.org. But a lot of our work is more on the cosmology that we represent, because we represent an understanding that there are many realms of intelligence that are here to help us. And I think that's an important factor. They feed into this consciousness field that we were talking about. But when we become more entangled with that field, and that is a quantum physics term, we are part and parcel, and we can become really helpers in changing the reality around us.
We have more than 100 scientific papers in more than 7 languages worldwide.
Some of which with Elizabeth Rauscher, and you can find that on ResearchGate.
And also you can see us on Gaia, and you can see this on New Realities, many of the platforms around the world. But the most important thing is to realize each of us will have that responsibility of representing the human race at that moment when we begin to understand a moment of cosmic graduation.
This has been Casual Saints. This is a wrap. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.